time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump finally weighed in on allegations against Roy Moore Tuesday afternoon as he was getting ready to board Marine One on his way to Florida for Thanksgiving. Seth Meyers has more.
For 2 weeks since the news about Moore first broke, we've been waiting to find out if Trump could summon at least a shred of decency and disavow a man accused of preying on teenage girls. And today, we found out that the old saying is true, sexual predators of a feather flock together.
We don't need a liberal person in there, a Democrat.
Is an accused child molester better than a Democrat? Is an accused
child molester better than a Democrat? Well, he denies it. I mean, if you look at what is really going on and you look at all the things that have happened over the last 48 hours, he totally denies it. He says it didn't happen.
And in fairness, to Trump, who are you going to believe? Nine women who don't know each other and whose stories have been corroborated by dozens of independent sources? Or a guy who looks like the Marlboro Man's deadbeat dad? But one of the most revealing parts came when Trump denounced Moore's Democratic rival, Doug Jones, a lifelong prosecutor who convicted the KKK members responsible for the Birmingham church bombing that killed four little girls, as soft on crime.
Jones, I've looked at his record. It's terrible on crime. I can tell you for a fact, we do not need somebody that's going to be bad on crime. But I can tell you, you don't need somebody who's soft on crime like Jones.
He's soft on crime. You're siding with an accused child molester over a guy who prosecuted the KKK. You're so soft, you look like a tub of melted Play-Doh.
Trump was asked what his message is to women.
Women are very special. I think it's a very special time because a lot of things are coming out, and I think that's good for our society, and I think it's very, very good for women, and I'm very happy a lot of these things are coming out, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy it's being exposed.
The Washington Post on Wednesday detailed a list of at least 13 women who've accused the president of sexual misconduct, along with the evidence to back up their stories. The House Ethics Committee launched a formal investigation into allegations that Congressman John Conyers of Michigan sexually harassed female aides and used office funds to settle a former staffer's claim that she was fired after rejecting his advances. Shortly after the probe was announced, BuzzFeed News reported a second allegation by a former Conyers aide who claimed in court filings this year that he sexually harassed her. BuzzFeed reported the 2015 settlement between Conyers and an unnamed former employee late Monday. Conyers, 88, is the longest-serving member of the House and top Democrat on the powerful Judiciary Committee. In the wake of a Washington Post report on sexual harassment claims against Charlie Rose, the newsman has been fired by CBS, and production and distribution of his show have been halted by PBS and Bloomberg, CBS reports.
CBS News President David Rhodes said in a statement, "Despite Charlie's important journalistic contribution to our news division, there is absolutely nothing more important in this or any organization than ensuring a safe professional workplace, a supportive environment where people feel they can do their best work. We need to be such a place." After that statement, at least three women who asked not to be identified said they experienced unwanted sexual contact from Rose while working at CBS News. Eight women who either worked for his independently produced show on PBS or wanted to told the Washington Post they faced his unwanted sexual advances from the late 1990s to 2011. They accused him of groping their breasts, buttocks, and genital areas and walking around naked while they were either working at his home or traveling on business. In his own statement to the Post, Rose apologized for his inappropriate behavior and said he was greatly embarrassed, although he added, "I do not believe that all of these allegations are accurate." Washington Post reporter Amy Britton co-wrote the story.
Within an hour or two after publication of our story, my inbox was already flooded with dozens of emails from individuals who wanted to reach out to us.
How could this have gone for so long without being noticed or reported?
Within the office, this was relatively pretty well known. And I think that many of them had a tremendous fear about speaking out against someone as powerful as Mr. Rose.
Another day and more reports of sexual misconduct. Olympic gymnast Gabby Douglas says team doctor Larry Nassar sexually abused her, too. Disney and Pixar Studios head of animation John Lasseter has taken a leave of absence amid complaints of sexual harassment. Eight people have been rescued and are in good condition after a U.S. Navy transporter plane carrying 11 crew and passengers crashed into the Pacific Ocean off Japan, the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet said Wednesday. The search for the remaining three is continuing. Continuing a long-running tradition, the president on Tuesday afternoon pardoned a turkey. But in the usually fun ceremony, Trump couldn't resist yet another dig at his predecessor, Barack Obama.
As many of you know, I have been very active in overturning a number of executive actions by my predecessor. However, I have been informed by the White House counsel's office that Tater and Tot's pardons cannot under any circumstances be revoked. So we're not going to revoke them. So Tater and Tot, you can rest easy.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, wishing you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here at What's News and on the Nicole Sandler Show on Tuesday.